This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and United Kingdom comes into force today. Simultaneously, the agreement on social security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, DCC, also comes into effect, reinforcing the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. The landmark deal grants Indian exports zero-duty access to 99% of the tariff lines in the UK market. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal described the India-UK CETA as a defining milestone in India's trade journey. New Delhi has said that it is closely following the developments in West Asia following renewed escalations of tensions between US and Iran and attacks on commercial vessels. Briefing media in New Delhi spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated India's call for safe and unimpeded navigation and the flow of commerce to the Strait of Hormuz. India also expressed deep concern at the attacks on two vessels, MT El Bahariya and MT Mombasa, during their transit through the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. Responding to a question on protest in POJK, Mr. Jaiswal said, "The ongoing protests in POJK are a direct consequence of Pakistan's decades-long systemic exploitation, denial of fundamental rights and administrative oppression in areas under its illegal and forcible occupation." India is currently operating 24 nuclear power reactors across 7 sites with a total installed capacity of 8.78 gigawatt. 10 more reactor units with a combined capacity of 8,000 megawatt are under construction. These reactors are pressurized heavy water reactors, boiling water reactors, and light water reactors. The country is mainly using natural uranium fuel to run the pressurized heavy water reactors to produce nuclear energy. Government said that India is steadily expanding its nuclear power program to strengthen the energy security and support clean economic growth. A major outcome of the third India-Australia Annual Summit, which was held in Melbourne last week, was the finalisation of the administrative arrangement under the India-Australia Civil Nuclear Cooperation Agreement. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has arrested a private software and fintech firm chairman in connection with the alleged Mahadev online betting app-linked money laundering case. The agency had recently attached assets worth over 940 crore belonging to the chairman, his family members and entities alleged owned and controlled by him. The ED has alleged that proceeds of the crime generated through the illegal betting app were routed into these entities. The flood situation in Assam continues to remain critical, with more than 37,000 people affected across 6 districts. According to the latest report of the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 37,032 people in 99 villages under 12 revenue circles are currently affected by floods. One person lost his life due to drowning in the Charudwar revenue circle of Sonitpur district, taking this year's flood-related death toll to 4. North Lakhimpur district remains the worst affected district, accounting for over 35,000 affected people. In men's cricket, India defeated host England by 6 wickets in first one-day international of 3-match series at Edgbaston in Birmingham last night. With this, the men in blue now lead the series 1-0, ending their losing streak in international cricket. Opening to bat first, England got bundled out for 258 runs in the 48th over. Joey Root scored highest 76 runs and remained not out, while Liam Dawson also contributed crucial 68 runs. For India, Akshar Patel bagged 4 wickets. In reply, Shubman Gill-led side comfortably overhauled the target in the 46th over, riding on skipper's fabulous innings of 80 runs, after which he got retired hurt. Moreover, Washington Sundar and Akshar Patel both crossed the half-century mark and finished the match being unbeaten. Akshar Patel was adjudged player of the match for his all-round performance. In football, Spain stormed into the final of FIFA World Cup 2026 after producing a commanding 2-0 victory over France in the first semi-final clash at Dallas Stadium in Texas, US last night. Michael Otheboll opened the score in the 22nd minute before Pedro Porro made sure of the win with a brilliant second goal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.